Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You'll hear a conversation between a man, Simon, and a woman, Samantha, about London. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Samantha. How was your trip to London?
It was great. We only had 5 days, but we managed to do quite a lot. It made a big difference, talking to you before I went.
What did you think of the Tate Modern?
Well, it was an impressive building, but to be honest, I didn't think much of the work inside it. Maybe I just don't know enough about art to appreciate it.
I know what you mean, actually. It didn't really live up to my expectations.
Did you go on the London Eye when you were there? I thought that was fantastic. Such brilliant views of the city.
I'd intended to, but you had to reserve tickets and we'd left it for our last day. Next time, it will be on our list of things that we must do. So what did you think of the restaurants in London?
I was amazed at the huge variety. I've always been reluctant to try spicy food, but we went to an Indian restaurant and the waiters recommended a mild curry and I loved it.
Now, a lot of people think all Indian food is hot, but that's not the case at all. I enjoyed going to Chinatown in Soho. We had a buffet meal in a Chinese restaurant. You could eat as much as you like for £6, which is very reasonable.
I would have liked to have gone to the theatre, but I think it would have been too expensive.
The big shows are always popular, but you don't necessarily have to pay a fortune to see one. You can often get a good last-minute deal from the ticket agents in Leicester Square.
We had a great time in the evenings anyway. We went to some traditional English pubs and a wine bar or two, and then one night we went to a jazz club, which was wonderful.
Oh, jazz? Oh, that's not my cup of tea at all. I always think it sounds like musicians having an argument.
These guys were really talented, though. They're all professional musicians who have recording contracts.
In general, I do prefer live music to recorded music. There's so much more atmosphere at a concert or live performance.
I agree, but actually, that was the first live music I'd seen, so it was extra exciting for me.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
The only thing I was a bit shocked by was the cost of public transport. It was expensive, and to be honest, not very good. The tube trains were dirty and overcrowded, and there were quite a few beggars asking for money and cigarettes. I didn't feel at all at ease. I was grateful that I wasn't travelling alone.
Our public transport is a lot better, I agree. I think that's because security is taken more seriously here.
Now listen again.
Hi, Samantha. How was your trip to London?
It was great. We only had 5 days, but we managed to do quite a lot. It made a big difference, talking to you before I went.
What did you think of the Tate Modern?
Well, it was an impressive building, but to be honest, I didn't think much of the work inside it. Maybe I just don't know enough about art to appreciate it.
I know what you mean, actually. It didn't really live up to my expectations.
Did you go on the London Eye when you were there? I thought that was fantastic. Such brilliant views of the city.
I'd intended to, but you had to reserve tickets and we'd left it for our last day. Next time, it will be on our list of things that we must do. So what did you think of the restaurants in London?
I was amazed at the huge variety. I've always been reluctant to try spicy food, but we went to an Indian restaurant and the waiters recommended a mild curry and I loved it.
Now, a lot of people think all Indian food is hot, but that's not the case at all. I enjoyed going to Chinatown in Soho. We had a buffet meal in a Chinese restaurant. You could eat as much as you like for £6, which is very reasonable.
I would have liked to have gone to the theatre, but I think it would have been too expensive.
The big shows are always popular, but you don't necessarily have to pay a fortune to see one. You can often get a good last-minute deal from the ticket agents in Leicester Square.
We had a great time in the evenings anyway. We went to some traditional English pubs and a wine bar or two, and then one night we went to a jazz club, which was wonderful.
Oh, jazz? Oh, that's not my cup of tea at all. I always think it sounds like musicians having an argument.
These guys were really talented, though. They're all professional musicians who have recording contracts.
In general, I do prefer live music to recorded music. There's so much more atmosphere at a concert or live performance.
I agree, but actually, that was the first live music I'd seen, so it was extra exciting for me.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
The only thing I was a bit shocked by was the cost of public transport. It was expensive and, to be honest, not very good. The tube trains were dirty and overcrowded, and there were quite a few beggars asking for money and cigarettes. I didn't feel at all at ease. I was grateful that I wasn't travelling alone.
Our public transport is a lot better, I agree. I think that's because security is taken more seriously here.
That is the end of part 4. That is the end of the test.